Only God can make a house. Only God can make us into his image and likeness. Amen. I'm glad to see you guys to press your way out today, this morning, in this beautiful weather we're having. Great day. You know, that first song you was talking about, Pray for Rain. A substance of, it's like a fulfillment. You know, it's like a fulfillment of rain that brings growth and life to something. You water it when you're empty. It's crazy because I didn't know I was speaking this morning. But this is crazy. But it's interesting how God works, because I just want to share a couple of things with you guys that was on my heart. It's crazy. All week, last 2 weeks, I've been dealing with Christianity, dealing with being a Christian. You know, I think I shared that with you, Pastor Ross, a little bit. Do we really understand what a Christian is? And then last night I was asleep and I woke up about 2 o'clock, and in my phone, I got a lot of notes go way back to, I think, 2016. And last night when I woke up, and I think the new breed would know about this, amazing that new breed is here tonight. I mean, this morning. This is crazy. Wow. This is, God got a sense of humor. And Shanique reminded me that we had this lesson pretty much with new breed. And it goes back to February 18th, 2018. And what it says is, gracefully broken. Gracefully broken. And I believe Tony has sent this out to us, and we discussed this, I think, back then. But today, it has a whole different meaning to me. And I want you guys to hear this very carefully, because I think it has a lot of significance to us as Christians, as true believers, and plus where we're going. Listen to this. Gracefully broken. A lady was in a Dollar Tree last night, and there was a lady and two kids behind her in a long line. One was a big kid, one was a toddler. The bigger one had a pack of glow sticks, and the baby was screaming for them, so the mom opened the pack and gave him one, which stopped his tears. He walked around with it, smiling, but then the bigger boy took it, and the baby started screaming again. Just as the mom was about to fuss at the older child, he bent the glow sticks and handed it back to the baby. As they walked outside at the same time, the baby noticed that the stick was now glowing, and his brother said, "I had to break it so you could get the full effect of it." She almost ran because she could hear something inside her saying, I had to break you to show you why I created you. You had to go through it so that you could fulfill your purpose." That little baby was happy just swinging that unbroken glow stick around in the air, because he didn't understand what it was created to do, which was to glow. There are some people who will be content just being. But some of us, that God has chosen, we have to be broken. We have to be sick. We have to lose a job. We have to go through a divorce. We have to bury our spouse, parents, great friend, or a child, because in these moments of desperation, God is breaking us. But when the breaking is done, then we will be able to see the reason in which we were created. And when I read this last night, I thought about it. I was like, man, what is it really to be a Christian, to really be broken? What is really being broken about? And I recall a time when, even in this, when I read this, I thought about that they were standing in a long line. So it had to be a waiting process in order for them to get to the point where they wanted to get to. And I thought, too, to the point where it reminded me of a situation when I first went through my my first divorce after 17 years. And I didn't understand what in the world was going on in that relationship to the point where it ended up to that point. But I thought my pain that I was dealing with, I thought it was so hard and so unusual. And I began to look at myself just like the little baby. I was like, you know, I enjoyed the glow stick the way it was. I didn't understand the brokenness because I thought I was well put together. So I began to feel the pain. I felt rejected and I felt alone. I felt empty. And for you to sing that song, you know, we pray for rain. That's why I said is that rain has to come in to fulfill us in that void place that's inside of us. So, but now I'm beginning to understand what brokenness is. It's not just about, because after I got broken, I began to fill that void with things that I was used to. I wanted to get another house. I wanted to get another car. I wanted to get more things that I felt like I lost. But brokenness is where God wants to get you at your weakest and get your will to be broken to the point where he said, now I can develop something in you. You know, it's been a point where I used to say, well, you know, I didn't ask to be here. I didn't ask to be up here holding this mic. I didn't never ask to be a pastor or a preacher. It wasn't one of my goals. One of my goal was to play baseball and you know, do what I want to do. But the reality was, I knew that I had a weakness in me. I was vulnerable in a lot of areas. But God said, no, I had to break your will to do my will. So at the breaking point, it has to come to a point where you have to deny everything that you know and accustomed to in order to understand the purpose and the reason why we was created in the first place. Why are you called? Why are we called to be a Christian? Why was we handpicked by God to be in this place? Why did he call us? Why did he choose us? Even in our messed up minds, he called us and ordained us by name for the beginning of time. Even though he knew all the things that I did or was going to say or how I'm going to say, he already know what the end is going to look like. But yet, he called us because he said, I see my creation in you, that I want to bring forth light, my light inside of you, that it can magnify someone else. So in other words, brokenness, it's just like this stick had no choice. I got this, went outside and I broke this stick off the tree. That tree did not know that I was going to break a part of that limb. But brokenness doesn't always mean that, you know, it comes forth pain. There's a reason why brokenness has to take place in our life. There's a reason why things is not going to always go the way that it's supposed to go or look the way it's supposed to look, because in order for God to get the full glory and to get the full satisfaction and put us on display, we have to get in a position where we have to render our own will to allow him to break us. Break us from our strength, break us from our pride, break us from our knowledge, break us from our anything that has to fight or wrestle against God. But see, that's a choice. That's a real, that's a choice that we have to make. Do we want to be broken? Do we really understand the cross? Do we really understand getting crucified? Do we really understand as a Christian what it is to really suffer with him? To go through something that we choose not to go through, that we don't look through. We don't look to be asking or praying for rain. We're not looking to God really to make us a house of prayer. Actually, I know for the most part for myself, I always wanted the benefits of God. You know, deliver me from this, help me out of this situation, provide this for me. But Christianity, being a called out one, delivers pain. It delivers heartache. It delivers a place where that young man, the older brother, he knew that there was more to that glow stick than the infant. He knew that something had to, another part of that process was not just to take it and wave it around and have fun with it, but there's something else has to be done to that glow stick to make it operate the way God wants it to operate. And that's how he got to do to us. There's some things that has to be broken in us in order for that light or that glow to come out of us. But the breaking part is the uncomfortable part. It's the season where we don't like to go through. I recall a time when being broken, God gave me this word about private pain. And this private pain, I always knew that you couldn't find nobody to help you in this pain. Because it was a private between you and God. It's a point where nothing else can satisfy you but your wrestling with God. God got to get you a one-on-one situation where it's just going to be you and him. Nobody else is going to understand your wrestling with God. Nobody else is going to understand your dilemma. Nobody else can put words or put a hand on what you have to go through in order for God to get that glow stick to shine through you. You could talk to your loved ones. You talk to your spouse. You could talk to your mom and dad. You could talk to anybody you want to try to get an understanding of why you're going through this private pain. And part of that pain is the fact that God said, I got to separate some things out of you so I can fulfill my purpose. I can fulfill my destiny. And then once that young boy saw that the glow stick can shine, then he got even more excited. Why? Because now it didn't only affect the little boy, but it affected the mom too. So the brokenness of that glow stick had effect on all three parties. The older boy understood something. The younger boy understood that he received that light. Now the mom began to get a revelation on the inside of her that now she understood her purpose. But you got to go through something in order to get that point. And that's the hard part. That's the part that we want to render and run from. Because the agony and pain is so tremendous. It's like, I recall there were days when I couldn't even sleep at night because I was hurting so bad because what I was going through. And I used to listen to songs, gospel songs, and try to read scriptures. But nothing satisfied that pain. Nothing took away that pain. Absolutely nothing. I quoted the scriptures that I grew up on. And I thought that was going to help me. But only thing that took his, only thing that helped me was allowing that to take its course. I had to stay true to the cross, to allow the cross to bring me eternal and get me out of my comfort zone, to the point where I had to understand that my hunger had to be after something else. And what came out of that, out of my brokenness, is that God said, now I want you to have a desire for me. I want you to have a, I want to create a different appetite inside of you, the appetite that's going to fulfill not just you, but people that's around you. It's going to bring me glory in the earth and it's in heaven. So my, the elevation of brokenness, once I begin to come out of my, my pain and my, and that wrestling with God, then I began to see some things. Then revelation began to come. Then the voids in my life began to get filled with the glorious and the blessings of heaven. And then I said, God, you know, I still don't understand why I had to be broken. But over the years, I began to hear things about what brings God glory, what brings him honor, what brings him, make him stand up in heaven and say, that's my son. What makes God happy about us? What is the true testimony in the earth? What is that true love for men broken? What is that peace? What is that desire? And I came to the conclusion that just being a Christian is not it. Not coming to church is not it. How do I respond to my brokenness? Do I get angry like that mom was about to in that reading where the mom was about to say something to the older boy until she found out what he was doing? What is my reaction on the inside? And nothing those three did was wrong. Nothing the mom did was wrong. How she felt, how the little boy felt, how the older boy felt. It wasn't even wrong. It was the fact that they were in their season at that time. But at the end of that, all of them got blessed. And that's our makeup today. We have to understand the reality of our midnight has to be turned into day. But we have to go through the storm in order for us to get that. So when we ask God for the rain, when we ask God for that clearance, we have to be in a position where we recognize who God is and what his purpose and why his purpose for us to be here and to do his will. I believe that's the development of him making us a house. The power of his love. Which brings me, make me excited, because the reality is I can't get moved by my brokenness. I can't let my emptiness move me to the right or to the left. My whole purpose has to be that cross. It has to be the heavenly divide point. It has to be pointed towards heaven. I have to receive something from heaven. My desire is, even though I'm dragging this thing out, I have to have a desire to have more of him. Because I don't understand it all. We might not understand it all. But one thing I do know is we just got to want God. And there's a cost for that. There's a big price for us to get that from heaven. How does song say day and night, night and day? That's a cost. Our desire has to be him. Our desire has to be a fulfillment of his love. At one point, I was searching throughout the scriptures or some of the guys, our forefathers. I was searching throughout some Watchman Nee and some of these guys. I'm like, God, what broke them guys? And I think about David. David went through his life, but he had to get to a point where he had to be broken. He had to be shattered. But he was still a man after God's heart. Just in order to get you to another level in him. Your will is broken, but his light will be everlasting. Amen. So we're going to close out on this. Can you play a little something, Pastor Voss? Father God, we thank you now, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your people, oh God. Fill us afresh. Fill us with your anointing. Make us whole. That we'll begin to walk in the fulfillment of our calling, the purpose. Wash us in your love and your blood. We glorify you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.